This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
Hello, good evening, and a very warm welcome to Joining the Dots here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan with me, Julie Kissick. If you're listening at just after 5 o'clock on Monday, March the 16th, I do hope you've had a decent day. But wherever you are and wherever you're listening, thank you. It's a privilege to be able to share this hour with you. Now, Joining the Dots is a new show on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, and every week we focus on community, charity and connection, the things that bind us together as human beings. And I also get to play lots of great music for you. And today that includes Sia and Unstoppable, which is fast becoming the Joining the Dots anthem here, I think. Also, Westlife and What About Now and Europe and The Final Countdown, to name but a few. And don't forget, you can get in touch with me here if you have a topic you think I ought to discuss. You can contact me via the programme email, which is joiningthedots, all one word, joiningthedots at radioglamorgan.com.
We are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Now today we're focusing on Neurodiversity Celebration Week, which is happening all this week, the 16th to the 20th of March. And we'll also be talking about a new report about the over 60s, which was produced by Public Health Wales along with Bangor and Liverpool John Moores Universities. It looked at the risk factors associated with poor health. And while some of its findings don't make pleasant reading, it did find that getting out of the house and having people to talk to can provide important support. We're big advocates for community here on Joining the Dots, and the good news is that for those who can get out, places like the Chatty Cafe Initiative that takes place across the country can make a real difference. We'll find out how and why later in the show. Now though, let's get our anthem playing. Here's Sia and Unstoppable. So we're into Neurodiversity Celebration Week, an opportunity for us to recognise, value and champion neurodivergence. According to the University of Edinburgh, roughly 1 in 7 people in the UK are neurodivergent, similar to global estimates that say that between 10 and 20% of the population fit that category. Many neurodiverse people experience a range of challenges, and Neurodiversity Celebration Week has become an annual global initiative that seeks to promote deeper awareness and appreciation of neurodiversity. So what is neurodiversity? It's certainly been under discussion and scrutiny in recent years, and lots of myths exist about it. So let's go to a credible source, the Autism Society, for a definition. It says that neurodiversity is a way of saying everyone's brain is different. A neurodiversity approach views autism and other forms of neurodivergence as natural variations in people. Neurodiversity is a way of saying that human brains are different to each other. And this is a biological fact because no two brains or two nervous systems are the same. Neurodiversity includes every single human being. Like biodiversity describes all life on Earth, neurodiversity describes the diversity of all human brains. There's no single or official definition of neurodiversity. To understand the word, it's useful to break it down into two parts. So neuro refers to the nervous system, i.e. the brain, the spinal cord and the nerves, and diversity refers to variations or differences within a group. So as there's no agreed or official list of who is considered neurodivergent, people have different views about which groups of people should be included. The neurodivergencies most often talked about are autism and ADHD, which stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Those are the two most commonly highlighted, but the Autism Society says some descriptions of neurodivergence also include learning disabilities, learning difficulties, i.e. things like dyslexia, dyspraxia and dyscalculia, Tourette's syndrome, epilepsy, mental health problems such as anxiety, depression, OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder, bipolar, schizophrenia and eating disorders, and also developmental conditions like developmental language disorder and brain injury. We'll hear shortly from a mother who spent years campaigning for her autistic daughter to get the support she needed, and she'll tell us what Neurodiversity Celebration Week means to her. That's after Europe and the final countdown here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Now, Kath Dyer's daughter Claire was diagnosed with autism age 16. Kath is an autism advocate and an inclusivity campaigner. She explained why Neurodiversity Celebration Week is important to her and why it should be important to all of us in 2026. And she told me what we still need to do to make sure everyone feels included in society and everyone feels part of the communities they live in.
This is a very important week in the calendar. And it's important for many, many, many reasons. It raises awareness about the ways people think and learn, the way their brains process information, the way they communicate and everything. But the word that's important for everything about this is awareness, realizing that things may be different. And we've got to raise awareness of it, understand people, understand what's going on within these brains, and just accept. Inclusion is important, and it's making sure that people with neurodiversity feel included, feel involved, feel they're important, feel they're a big part of something. Obviously, in schools and different things, it's important to let them be able to communicate their own way. Because the most important thing is that they can get out there, they can speak, they can talk, and they can understand in their own way. Obviously, celebrating Neurodiversity Week is important, and it's one of those weeks that it gets it out there, it gets people realising nobody is invalid, everybody is important. Everybody should be made to feel included, involved, and a part of something, and realise they are important in their own ways. I often think people who are neurodiverse, they always think or see the world differently to us. It's not right, it's not wrong, it's just the way their brains function. And it can have an effect on so many things. It can have an effect on sensory experiences. They can have big problems when it comes to lights, flashing lights, or sounds, loud noises, bangs, any unexpected noises, textures, feelings. It can have an effect on a lot of these things. Their communication skills, they might not be as astute as other people's. They might not understand what words are being said, spoken to them due to the brain taking longer to process information. They might not understand how to speak with other people. They might not get the cues that's needed to form friendships, to be able to understand and answer a question. There are so many different reasons. In school, problems can occur with regard to new friendship groups. And again, not understanding cues. How are they supposed to speak to new people and different things? When you go up from primary to secondary school, there's normally a change of lessons. When you have to finish a lesson, get up, walk out to a different classroom, or maybe the bell that sounds at lunchtime. All of these can have a problem with challenges and people getting confused, issues arising, emotional and mental health. You can have huge anxieties which arise from social difficulties. I mean, when you think of sensory overloads, too many things happening at once, too much noise, too many colours, too many different things going on. This can have a huge impact on mental health. You get a lot of neurodivergent people who mask and act as if everything's going on well, and they cope and they seem to blend in with the crowd. But once they get home to their quiet, safe space, that's when they fall apart. So it's trying to make sure that they understand that they can ask for help.
And we'll hear more from Kath after Sabrina Carpenter and Please, Please, Please here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Society's awareness of neurodiversity has changed in recent years, and the more awareness about it is the better. In society and the world, people are understanding more nowadays and realising not everybody's brain functions in the same way. We're all different to each other, and it might take some people longer to process information. It might take some people different ways of communicating. They might be able to, they might hide away from lights and noises. But through understanding, through awareness, we should all be able to support them and get them included, get them involved, make them realise they are important, they are wanted. And the more we can raise awareness of neurodiversity, the more people should feel safe going to places and realise that there are people there who want to help them, will support them. And it doesn't matter if their brain takes longer to process information. There are so many different ways you can help people. You can use keywords. You can use easy read material. You can sign a little bit to them. Maybe just go down gently and repeat things slowly and carefully. But let people feel valued. Let people feel involved. Let people feel you care. To keep improving outcomes for neurodiverse people, what do we need to do? We need to be more thoughtful, more inclusive, more understanding, raise more awareness, be more alert and be more helpful and supportive. Take our time, welcome people, include people. Don't let anybody feel left out. Don't let anybody feel they aren't good enough to be involved. You know, look after people's mental health. A simple text here and there. How are you? How's things? That can make the world of difference to somebody who might be in their house alone, wondering why nobody wants to talk to them. Why don't they fit into the world around them? But why should they have to fit into the world around them? They should be encouraged to come and join in, be a part of something, and just be normal to their own lives. We all want to celebrate neurodiversity. We all want to include people. We all want to make sure people feel involved, feel valued, feel welcomed. There's so much, you know, there's so much of an improvement happened over the years, but obviously there's still a long way to go. And to conclude, Neurodiversity Celebration Week, it's an opportunity for us all, families, friends, professionals, schools, communities, organisations, groups, just to stop for a moment, think, and recognise that every person, every mind, everybody in the world, their mind brings value. They all count. They count for something. No matter how big or how small, everybody is important. Everybody should be treated as equal. Everybody should be made to feel included. Everybody should be loved.
And my thanks to Kath, who wasn't feeling 100% when I contacted her, but was still willing to share her thoughts on Neurodiversity Celebration Week. I do hope you feel better soon, Kath, and thanks so much for all that you do.
We are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Miles Smith and Stargazing, followed by Girls Aloud and The Promise, here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I'm Julie Kissick, and before we bring the Neurodiversity Celebration Week discussion to an end, I wanted to share an infomercial with you. It's been produced by Neurodivergence Wales, a small neurodiverse team which is funded by the Welsh Government and hosted by the Welsh Local Government Association, and they work in partnership with the Department of Health in Wales. The infomercial is called What Do We Mean by Neurodiversity and Neurodivergence?
Neurodiversity refers to the range of differences in the ways people perceive, process, and interact with the world. Neurodiversity is a biological fact. Just as humanity is diverse in qualities like ethnicity, gender, and sexual orientation, it is also neurologically diverse. This neurodiversity is a valuable and necessary part of a functioning society. People are either neurotypical or neurodivergent. If someone is neurotypical, they have a mind that works in the way that is most common or typical. If someone is neurodivergent, they have a mind that differs or diverges from this. We refer to this as neurodivergence. Neurodivergence is a term that encompasses a range of neurological differences. You can be born neurodivergent, for example, being autistic or having ADHD, dyslexia, or dyspraxia. You can also become neurodivergent during your lifetime due to illness, injury, or trauma. You can also diverge in more than one way. This is known as being multiply neurodivergent. A person does not need to have a diagnosis to identify as neurodivergent. We should recognize neurodivergence as a natural variation, a difference rather than a deficit, and there is no single right or wrong way of being. Every neurodivergent person has their own unique set of strengths, challenges, and fluctuating needs. Society often creates barriers for neurodivergent people. An increased understanding of neurodivergence helps reduce these barriers, creating a more inclusive and equal society and enabling neurodivergent people to thrive. If you know someone is neurodivergent, any support offered should be based on their needs and preferences, rather than their condition or diagnosis. However, many forms of neurodivergence are invisible. To support or understand a person's support needs around their neurodivergence, it is often best to speak to the individual about this, rather than make assumptions, as there is no set response that works for all. Some examples of the types of support or adjustments some neurodivergent people might find helpful are having additional time to process information or providing it in different formats, adjusting the sensory environment, and allowing flexibility in how or when something is done. Having a greater understanding and acceptance of neurodivergence and of the different ways neurodivergent people experience the world often offers the greatest support.
Neurodivergence Wales is one of a number of organisations, charities and health boards across Wales marking the week in various ways. In Cardiff and the Vale, a pair of online events have been organised to bookend the week. One took place earlier today and the other is happening on Friday. Both are being recorded and shown on alternative dates. You can check out neurodivergencewales.org for details of these Neuro Inclusion Matters events, as well as lots of other useful information. One of the best boy bands in the business there, Westlife and What About Now. Now, I said at the start of the show that Public Health Wales and the Universities of Bangor and Liverpool John Moores have published a new report looking at the risk factors associated with poor health among those over 60 in Wales. The study was launched last February, and just over a year on, its findings have been published. It explored how later life experiences impact health and well-being. The research focused on better understanding later life challenges such as maltreatment, discrimination, and also social isolation. Those aged 60 and over from randomly selected households across Wales were asked to participate. The results of the findings should help improve the support available for older people in Wales. The study surveyed over 1,000 adults aged 60 plus and found that since the age of 60, 12.5% of those who took part had experienced abuse. 19% of participants had struggled financially, and nearly 21% said that they'd felt lonely or socially isolated. Professor Karen Hughes is the lead author of the report, and she said that older people play an essential role in social and economic life in Wales, and the importance of this role is increasing as our population ages. Our study shows that older people who suffer abuse, poverty, and loneliness suffer worse health. Preventing these adverse experiences and supporting those affected by them is essential to enable older people to maintain health, live well, and continue to actively engage in society. Dr. Kat Ford is co-author of the report, and she's from Bangor University. She said, "Our sample consisted of people living in the community, which means that some of the most vulnerable members of society, such as those in residential care, were not included. As a result, the prevalence of abuse we identified is likely to be underestimated." The report authors point out that in Wales and in the rest of the UK, there are many initiatives and projects which aim to improve social connection and to address loneliness and social isolation. And they do that at individual, community, and societal levels. One scheme that's been highlighted is the Chatty Cafe scheme, which aims to tackle loneliness one conversation at a time. There are hundreds of venues across the UK, and 25 of them are in Wales, including several in Cardiff and the Vale of Glamorgan. People isolate themselves for many reasons, but getting out into nature, mixing with others, and finding common interests have huge health benefits. And if you think they could help you, do try to get involved. There are details of some of the schemes on our programme page on the Radio Glamorgan website. That's radioglamorgan.com/joiningthedots. So we're 5 programmes into Joining the Dots, and so far we've spoken to a whole raft of people, including a deaf doula, that was last week. We've shined a light on endometriosis, a gynecological condition that affects around 1 in 10 women. We've discussed eating disorders, and we've heard about the men's mental health initiative, Helpy, and Bliss, the charity supporting babies born premature or sick. All of the shows are available in podcast format, that is without the music, from your podcast provider, or you can find them on the Joining the Dots programme page on the Radio Glamorgan website, which again is radioglamorgan.com/joiningthedots.
Radio Glamorgan.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I do hope you find something of use or of interest, or something that's made you think or will help spark a conversation, because that's what we're here for on Joining the Dots. And please do get in touch if you have something that you think I should be covering. You can contact me at joiningthedots@radioglamorgan.com, or you can find me on social media. I'm Julie Kissick One, because the one without the one was taken.
Hospital Radio Glamorgan, giving your ears a sense of purpose 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm grateful for your company, and if you like sport, or even if you don't, you can join me on Friday evening at 6 o'clock for All About Sport, the show that's dedicated to football, especially our national sides, as well as Cardiff City and Newport County, and also rugby, again our national side, who got their first win on the weekend in the Six Nations. The relief on Steve Tandy's face after that victory against Italy was a joy to behold. I'm sure we were all delighted for him. And we also feature the Dragons and Cardiff Rugby, as well as some lesser known sports on times. You'll have to join me to find out what they might be. It's quite different in terms of the subject matter to this show, but still some great tunes to ease you into the weekend and some company. And we've established today that we could all do with a bit more of that. Thanks again. I hope you can join me either on Friday or next Monday, but keep it here tuned to Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Here's Passenger, and Let Her Go to play us out.